Welcome to the Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a Maxwell Leadership facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Executive Vice President with Maxwell Leadership. Welcome and thank you for joining. If you want to learn more about our five levels of leadership, public workshops, maybe your team or your organization is not at the place where you guys can do it together as a team or bring one of our team members in, and you just want to go through it yourself and experience that content from one of our executive facilitators like Perry, then if you'll visit maxwellleadership.com/podcast, if you'll fill out the form there, we'll get you more information in regards to some of that leadership training that you can participate in. Well, today's topic is titled Increasing Your Ability to Influence and Persuade.
Yes.
Yes, I like this. Well, we put on an event every year called Live to Lead, and one of our guest speakers this past year was Ed Mylett.
Yes.
And he talked about this, and man, you and I were just kind of reliving.
I was really energized by this talk.
Yeah.
And thought he was, I did not know Ed. I did have his book. It's got a small book, easy to read, has lots of great stuff. But Ed was, he made some really good points, and we've been using it with some of our clients. I took a lot away from it.
Yeah, it was really good. It's great. So we really loved how he talked about increasing influence and persuasion and what that looks like and how to go about doing that. So I know you're always teaching and speaking about influence, how to gain it, how not to lose it. What are we talking about today? Is that what you're thinking, bringing some of Ed's points out?
Yeah, I thought he was terrific. The whole L2L event is a great investment of time. I think if you look that up on the Maxwell Leadership website, you can find that.
Yeah.
I think it's October of this year. It'll come around again, but well worth your time. There's lots of great speakers and content. But Ed had this lesson on how to increase influence and persuasion. And we began sharing it, as I mentioned, with a couple of our clients, and it has really resonated with leaders at all levels about some of the concept Ed brought. So I thought you and I could bounce some of those around today, share them with our podcast audience, and see if there's some value in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Well, the first point that Ed got us really thinking about that day was you make people feel something every single time you interact with them. You make them feel something when you come into their presence. So are you aware of what you're making them feel? And they probably don't see you the way you see yourself. Let me take the word probably out. They don't see you the way that you see yourself, but you're making them feel something.
Right. I totally smiled when he was talking about this, even just now thinking about it when you said it, that years ago I was struggling with a group that reported to me, and I just mentioned it to my wife, and she said, well, you know, you're very intimidating. I went, what? I'm not intimidating. I'm the nicest guy on the planet. She said, no, you're intimidating. I said, okay, tell me more. And she says, well, you're tall, I'm big, and you have a deep voice, and you're stern. You look stern. I thought, stern? What are you even talking about? And so I asked, okay, tell me more. What can I do not to be so intimidating? And she said, well, you're a different person when you smile. And I thought, well, I really don't smile that much. It doesn't seem fitting for this executive role that I'm in. You don't walk around smiling. How executive-ish does that look? And I thought, what a silly, silly thing, Perry. And so I wrote a whole lesson on mind your face. And Ed kind of hit that exact point to say that just by starting out by telling your face you're happy every now and then, you know, that let people know that you know you're a different person when you smile. So I wondered, you know, besides smiling and minding your face, the way I say it, what do you think could cause people to see you more positively? Do you think?
Well, listen, we took a poll real quick with the three of us that are in the room beside you, and we agree you are still intimidating. That's why the team's sitting over there. I think another thing that comes to mind out in addition to this is, you know, you think about the normal body language and how you greet people. But I think tone has a lot to do with this too.
Yeah, yeah.
And leaders, you know, when you begin thinking about not only what you're speaking about or how you're speaking or communicating, but how you're going about doing that. And so I think those are some things you need to keep in mind. Ed also mentioned, you know, that influence, and I thought this was really interesting. Influence is energy. You know, people notice how much energy and passion in everything you do. Now, when we say that, everybody creates energy in different ways. So we're not saying come in with your hair on fire, yelling and screaming and kicking your legs, but they can feel and sense that energy in what you're doing.
Yeah, I was actually on a call this morning with a group. We were talking about this exact subject, and one of the women said that, yeah, she likes to mirror her energy level to they deal in a customer-facing environment. But she said, I used to come in really high power, high energy, and it kind of overwhelmed or intimidated people.
Yeah.
So now trying to keep my energy high but mirror it to the customer. But I always referred to it, as, just to remind myself, was EIEO, energy in, energy out. And that what I generally put in, I'm modeling for my team the energy that I want to see and generally what I'm going to get back from them. And, I know you may not always feel positive and upbeat. You may not feel like you're the top of your game, whatever. But that the question, I'm really thinking about for me is that can I still put on a positive energy with people so that it just builds your influence with others. I'm not influenced by low energy.
No. Eeyores.
Yeah, Eeyore people. Are you energized
by
low energy people?
No. Yeah, no. Spot on. And I, when you think about how you make people feel and how much energy you bring, it really just makes me think about how approachable you as a leader.
Yeah.
One of the things I learned early on in my leadership journey, and this is from John directly, and I've had the privilege of serving on his team for 20 plus years now, was you say, hey, when we're walking through a crowd, we're going to walk slowly through the crowd and we're just going to smile. Yeah. And I tend to like put my head down and I go, I'm going from A to B and I got to go and I don't need anybody talking to me about it, right? I got a project. And he's like, no, do it with a smile. And that just creates this thing where I've seen John do it for so many years. Doesn't matter where we are, doesn't matter what culture, country, doesn't matter. He just slowly walks through the crowd. He's very approachable. He's got a smile on his face. People come up and speak to him all the time about it. So it made me also think about, I do this sometimes at the airport. Now, it's a little bit hard these days since we're all wearing masks. But I swear I will walk through the airport at times when we didn't wear masks. And I will when we take masks off again. And I just will smile at somebody as they're walking by me until they smile at me, right? Like, it's just like, hey, like it's okay to smile, because I think that just creates something for somebody that makes you kind of approachable in that. And that creates a different energy and you can see them kind of light up. And so it's something that I'll do periodically, but you can see that energy shift from you to them.
Did you clear that thing up with TSA about you smiling at them?
Yeah. No.
Are you off probation yet with them?
I'm not off probation.
Okay. No. Yeah, I knew that. Yes. Smiling at the airport is good. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Do that. I think approachable, that's a fantastic point, because your influence is really kind of tied to your approachableness, that if people don't feel like they can approach you, and it is a lot about what you said, smiling, energy. Are you open? Are you welcoming? Do they find you trustworthy? Do they find you engaged? Are you present? I mean, people are watching. They know these things. I went to have my car serviced last week, and I just was, they had service advisors in the service bays, and I just was watching, observing as I was walking toward, I needed to pick one of the bays to go into, and heads down, not paying attention, not looking around. And then one guy had his head up, eye contact, looked at me, smiled, and looked very welcoming. And so where do you think I went? I went straight to him. And I don't know if they get commissioned or how they get paid, but my goodness, it was so different from the others that it just felt like that was an approachable person that made me feel in a kind of an intimidating place with all this going on. Wow, that's where I should go is toward that person. So
that's good.
Ed also mentioned that people with influence who can persuade are evangelical about their cause. How did you interpret that?
Yeah, if I'm being honest, it caught me off guard when he used that word. And this is a business event at Live to Lead, and we bring in business speakers. And when you hear the word evangelical, you tend to hear that on a faith-friendly standpoint, maybe in a church somewhere. And so I was like, wait a minute. So it caught me off guard. It grabbed my attention. I loved it. But what he began to explain was, this is when you believe so deeply in what you're doing that you're just evangelical about it. And then he kind of unpacked the passion behind it. And there's really two things here. do you know your cause? And then do you believe deeply in that cause? Is it really rooted inside you? And so for you to be influential and for you to teach those on your team to be influential, you need to be clear on your cause and then believe deeply in that. Mm-hmm. They will see right through you. But I thought it was an interesting word choice that he used. Yeah. It was great technique from a facilitation and a keynote because it grabbed my attention on that platform. But, man, it's just the fact that they believe deeply in it.
Yeah, and he said that people don't have to believe what you say. They just have to believe that you believe, what you say.
That's right.
And
that's powerful.
I took a lot of people taking notes on that, is that it's very powerful that you're evangelical. You believe deeply in that cause. I think you might be surprised. I've been doing this with a number of groups, even I mentioned earlier today. And I said, if I walked around behind you in your department and I asked the people on your team, what's our cause? What would they say? And this one guy today goes, that's a deep question. I go, well, it's an interesting one, because what do you think they'd say? Is that we're going to make another buck? We're here to make money? I said, I guarantee you that's not your cause. Your cause is much bigger than that, from which you will make money. However, the money is not. But I think, how many people on your team think that money is the cause? And kind of, you know, I think I can be evangelical, believe deeply in what we're doing, but I think the bigger question is, how clear are you on what we're doing? It kind of reminded me of Jeff Henderson in our new content piece on what are you known for? What do you want to be known
That's
for?
Right.
What are you known for? How do you see that?
Well, for me, when the cause comes up, I love that you're having these group conversations. By the way, Perry has referenced this a couple of times today. One of the things I know we enjoy doing the most is these round table, these group leadership conversations, mm-hmm. where we'll bring a video to the front end, and maybe John, it may not.
And 6 minutes,
and then,
7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And then facilitate a conversation where, man, if we go around and find out what is your cause. And I think for where Ed was going on this, in something that I think is really interesting again, and how he placed these words behind what he's doing, is that he said, we're all selling the same thing when it comes to the cause. We're all in the same business. We all have different products. And he said, what we're selling is happiness. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? So we got evangelical, now we got the word happiness, and we're at a business
event.
He said
Coca-Cola and Chick-fil-A are the same business. They sell happiness.
That's right. And the more I've thought about it, the more this is so true, right? That doesn't matter the product or the service you sell, you are selling happiness to your customer, mm-hmm. to your end user, to your team member, by the way. And so if you can figure out what makes your clients happy, that's your cause. If you can figure out, so thinking about this example with the company you were talking about this morning, I know the business that they're in, and I know where that service comes from, and that's their cause, right? They solve those problems for their customers that makes those customers happy. That is their cause. And so it's a lot easier to be evangelical when you know that cause and you know the why behind what you guys are doing and drives that customer happiness.
Yeah. Well, I think about it a lot as we're teaching the five levels of leadership. You go from level one, I've got the position, not title of leader, but I don't want to stay there long. I want to get to level two, which is about developing influence with you and building that relationship and thinking, well, we mentioned many times, people are watching you all the time.
Yeah.
The people in your circle of influence, work, home, community, they're watching you, and they're trying to determine, are they going to give you permission to lead them? Are they going to give you permission to influence them? And I think this lesson really, I think, was a great one. If you think, well, how do I build influence? Well, you're making people feel something. Are you being intentional about what you make them feel? You're bringing energy to some level of energy to the event. Is it the right level of energy for the folks? Do you know your cause? Are you evangelical about what you do? Do you believe heavily in what you do? Because I'm heavily influenced by people who believe in what they're doing. And whether I even believe in what they're doing or not, I'm influenced by them because of how they bring that. So why don't you wrap it up for us?
Here's the wrap up. I think Perry just gave us three or four great questions that you need to ask your team at your next team meeting. Go through those questions and just throw them out and say, hey, I got a few questions for you today, and see what type of answers you get. Even Perry talked about a little bit ago how he modeled it this morning with that team. Like, what's the cause? What if we went around and said, what's our cause? Begin asking questions of your team similar to this, and I promise you the conversation that you'll have with your team will be extremely dynamic. The last thing I'll say is, listen, make sure the reason you're doing this is that you have the right motive behind it. When people hear the word persuasion, sometimes it's even a little bit more negative than influence. But there's a fine line with both the word influence and persuasion to make sure that you have the right motive behind what you're doing. And that motive has to be what I like to say, kind of this three-headed monster. It's got to be good for the individual. It's got to be good for the organization. And it can be good for you as a leader. But make sure that it has that those three prongs in order for it to be the right persuasion and the right influence. Right.
Well, well said. And a great ad. Well, thank you for joining us. And just a reminder, if you'd like to learn more about those five levels of leadership, any of our other offerings, if you'd like to download the learner guide from today's lesson, or if you'd like to leave us a question or a comment, we love hearing from you. We're always grateful that you would spend this time with us. That's all today from the Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.